Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
So whenever you're ready, Brother Muezzin, for the second call.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Muted. The recording has started.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم اما بعد and that is beloved the praise all of it is for Allah we ask him for help and we ask him for forgiveness we seek his refuge And we seek refuge with him from the evil of our own soul and from our own actions. So whosoever Allah guides, never will he or she go astray. And whosoever goes astray, then for him and for her, there is no guide besides Allah. So I openly declare and definitively bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I equally declare definitively and witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. The prayers and peace be on him. And everything of excellence indigenous to this salutation follows. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless all of you. We thank Allah for this opportunity for us to get together again, and in doing so, we just want to remind you that your value is in your human worth. Your value is in your human worth. So, we're going to try to get through this today without prolonging you, and so. We like to begin by saying for us human beings in this life, we have to understand our creation and our need to follow our Creator's instruction that leads directly to Him. And I can assure you, dear people, that the road is not always easy. If it were, then everybody would master it without difficulties. However, Allah has made it known that he desired to lighten the burden for his human creatures, and he does. He wants the human being to find his or her way predicated upon belief and trust. But he has created the human being weak. That's what he says in his Quran, that he has created the human being weak. That is, he has put into the human being's creation a need for his Lord's help. Not helpless, right? He created you weak, not helpless. There is a difference, my friends, between weak and helpless, depending on how weak. I can still help myself. Right? I may not be able to move around, but I can yell out and call someone, and that act alone is helping me.
right? So I may not be able to match your strength, but there are things that I can do to help myself. But the worst thing I can do is to do nothing. And as you already know, there are creatures, insects, and animals who are able to help themselves almost on the first day of their birth. Yes. At that point, they are strong enough. They are stronger than human beings. Because when we arrive initially, there's a lot of things that we can't do. I have to have a will to do something other than waste time accusing you of not helping me. Allah created us weaklings so that we will seek strength. The strength is with your Lord. Find him and with humility request your strength. There was a time in this life when we were too weak standing up. But look at us now. Look at us now. Look at the diametrical difference between those creatures and us now. Some of them could fly or run around on the very first day here. They could. They are now at human mercy for their survival or to be helped. They could slip into extinction if we have no regard for their existence. Yeah, they can fall into extinction. So there is much more, dear people, in Sajda and Qiyam to be understood than just a ritual. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to us in his Quran, Ya ayyuha al-deena, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuha al-deena amanu, la taqulu amwalakum bainakum bil-batili illa an taqunal تجارة أن ترد منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Truly, Allah has spoken the truth. So you who believe, he said, eat not, this is a translation, eat not up your property among yourselves in vanity, but let there be amongst you traffic and trade by mutual goodwill, nor kill, in parentheses, or destroy, close parentheses, yourselves. For verily Allah has been to you most merciful. I believe this translation can be included, what I just read. It can be included as a translation. But what I believe more than anything else, dear people, is that God is addressing something more than just material value or material worth. So, what is the basis for my suspicion? The basis is that I don't think it is a good fit. When you put the word eat, E-A-T, and the word property together for consumption, unless you are addressing intellectual property, that is not a good fit. Don't consume your wealth or your resources in an unproductive way, regardless of which property it is. Don't spend your resources on falsehood. That will only make you weaker. Your material resources should be based upon your need. And the same for your spiritual resources. Now, I know the translated word for amalekum is your wealth. Your wealth. What wealth is more harmful to lose if you consume it in falsehood or with falsehood? Which one? I believe we can agree that monetary wealth is a resource, and it is helpful if used wisely. But what good is monetary wealth when you have pockets full of money, but your car is out of gas on a lonesome country road where there is no gas stations or no people to be seen for hundreds of miles? What good is material wealth? Or what good is it to have resources and it is consumed in a way which weakens your life? So God says, do not employ your own hands to perform your death, socially, economically, and any other way. Don't employ your own hand to do that. We have to strengthen ourselves, the people. So that is why I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying we should consume our wealth or resources in business and in trade, in the business trade, or in a way that will multiply us and make us strong. That is what will make us stronger. Invest in a way that will multiply the good, no matter what form it is in. It will give us strength, dear people, to stand up as other people have stood up. That is why we are called to take a stand. Yes, the Igamat is still alive. That is why we are called to take that stand. If we get up off our knees and take a stand for what we need, and it will take an application of strength to exercise that act. Yes, Allah created you weak, but with the potential to become strong. So God is telling us, dear people, not to be a victim of our weakness. And at the same time, do not become a victim of our strength. When Allah says, Bainakum, which is between you, Baina, between, Kum, you, between you, its meaning is referencing balance and sure-footedness. We have to proceed with a level head, or we will squander our wealth. And good sense is a very delicate wealth. And so is the truth. That is why, dear people, we should never purchase a lie with the truth. Clearly, it is a waste of resources. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has extended his mercy. So Allah, he says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ الْعُدْوَانَ وَالْزُمَنْ فَسَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِ نَارٍ. وَحِنَّ ذَلِكَ الْعَلَى لِلَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. صدق الله العظيم. Surely Allah has spoken the truth. And the translation, if any do that in rancor and injustice, soon shall we cast them into the fire. And easy it is for Allah. Whoever uses their own hand to inflict themselves with misery, they will be cast into the fire. That's a warning. This is addressing behavior, dear people. For what reason will anyone who claims to be of sound mind seek to destroy his or her opportunity for a grand success? Who would do that? Whoever does that becomes their own enemy and unjust to themselves. The penalty, dear people, for that type of behavior is the fire. The fire. Now, consumed by ignorance, that behavior will become the inheritance of stupidity. Yes. Yes. And the proud tradition of a people defined by self-hatred will earn you the fire. That will earn you the fire. The injustice that is inflicted upon you will come to you from yourself. It is insanity, dear people, to think that you can disavow God or ignore him and have the best of what he has offered to serve it. There's a script you must follow to become your best friend. A behavior script that will put that fire completely out. So when you accept a certain tradition, dear people, as inheritance, that means you will go against the world to follow it as your right, whether it is good for you or bad for you. At that point, your ability to distinguish right from wrong or civilized from uncivilized is not the issue for you. Your issues are the right to do it because you choose it as your privilege. That's your issue. By taking that position, you become the easy prey for others who know how to reach you and inflame your passions. Yes. So again, Allah, he says in his Quran, "Intaja tanibu kabaira ma tunhuna anhum nukhafir ankum sayyatikum wa nudikilkum mudakhalan kareem." In the translation, if you but eschew the most heinous of the things which you are forbidden to do, we shall expel out of you all the evil in you and admit you to a gate of great honor. A lot of that is the input of the translator, but, you know, it all sounds good. So that sounds beautiful, right? That is God's plans for us. So it sounds beautiful. It is beautiful. That is what he wants to do for his human creature. We get locked in these time lags, dear people, of misunderstanding, and cannot manage to get free of them, to define the life that God has charged us with. We get stuck. Yes, we get stuck. Some of us so stuck, we still back in 1865 or further. We stuck. Yes. When you cannot move forward, dear people, it means that you are weak and subject to being preyed upon by others. The one that lags behind, right? The great crime is to fail to sidestep or avoid the trick of Shaitan and fall into a behavior that does not protect your human wealth or your human worth. If you take time, dear people, and glance back, you find that most of your behaviors are embedded in or driven by yesterday's interpretation of today. Yes, embedded in or driven by yesterday's interpretation of today's perspective. That can cause you a problem. My friends, there lies our weakness. Beware of those who are driving ideas of the past life as the main focus for the present life. And I'm speaking in regards to what is the value of our human wealth or our human worth. Are you worth today more than you were yesterday? Okay. So all of the scriptures, dear people, or the scripts from the major religions propound that you have to be changed, changed from an old misconception or an old misperception to enjoy the best relationship with God. You can't have that relationship by just being in an old life or in an old idea of life. That idea has to be renewed. You must be dressed in the best life that God favors. And in that life, you have to fulfill the responsibilities God has charged you with by virtue of life itself in its present context. Yes. Yeah. See, you can perform in a way today that will correct the problem for yesterday, right? You can behave in a way. So that was my problem. Now you know. So now you can correct that problem, but you can correct it from the present life. You can't go back in the past life and correct it. That time is gone. That time is sealed. You can't go back there. The scripture of the Quran says of Allah that he brought us forth as little babes as a weakling, which says we need his help to find the best way to please him. And with that, he strengthened us so that we could become the best presentation or the best representation of that relationship with him. And having the keys, that, dear people, there is nothing we should want or desire more than that. No matter what it says about our accomplishment in this life. And this means he will remove from you your sins, which are the greatest evils you implore against yourself. You think someone else is holding you back? It is you who is holding yourself back because you don't trust your relationship with God. I know you say you do. I know that. But it doesn't exemplify your behavior or life. It's not seen in either your conduct and or in your product. Because there's a problem in the relationship and truly trusting God. So Allah, he says, wala tatamanu ma fatala Allahu bihi ba'dakum alal ba'di lil الرجال النصيب مما تصاب وللنساء النصيب مما اقتصابين وأسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليم. In translation, and in no wise covet those things in which Allah has bestowed his gifts more freely on some of you than on others. To men is allotted what they earn, and to women what they earn. But ask Allah of his bounty. For Allah has full knowledge of all things. Dear people, I always say God's plan is bigger than our perception. Our focus should be on where we are and what we are liking to earn God's pleasure. Our focus should not be on why the white man has what he has. We know the history, but there is more, dear people, to it than the history we think we know. Our focus should be more genuine and with respect to our own debt we owe God. How sincere is that? At the end of the day, dear people, Allah will make the decision as to who has more human worth and human capital. Who has been more sincere in performing for the pleasure of God? The rule for that determination is for the males in what they have earned and for the females in what they have earned. As a man or as a woman. There is no allotment for being anything other than that. A man or a woman. For example, you can't say why that gay dude has more than I do. There's no in-between categories. A man based on what he has earned. And a woman based on what she has earned, whether good or bad. That is the criteria. So our focus, dear people, is to pursue God and ask him for his bounty. We have to go to work, dear people. We should remember that the Fadlihi is his bounty. His bounty. You know what the bounty of God is? Right? It's his favor that he bestows upon you. His bounty. Which is the same as bound. B-O-U-N-D. Which is to be confined or attached. When you are bound by something, it is not acceptable for you to operate outside of what binds you. If so, if you operate outside of what binds you, then you are out of bounds. And when you are out of bounds, there's a penalty for that. And what you will earn will not be God's favor. You are outside of his bounty. That's the penalty. You are outside of his bounty. And we hope to expound a little bit more when we come back. So Rabbina Zalemna and Fusina. Why lem talk fiddlina? Why torhemna? Lena kudina mina kasirin. Our Lord, we have wronged our own souls, and if we're not forgiven and shown mercy, surely we will be among those who are the losers. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amma ba'd. So we witness that God is one. And we witness that Muhammad is his messenger. And on him be the prayers and the peace and everything of excellence. Okay, so Allah, he says in his Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa likullin ja'alna mawali mimma tarakal waladaini wal aqrabu waladina akhdad aymanakum. فَتَعُوهُمْ نَصِيبِهِمْ إِنَّ أَلَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِ شَيْءٍ شَدِيدٍ حَبَكَ اللَّهُ وَدِينَ Surely Allah has spoken the truth. So the translation for that is two parentheses, benefit, close parentheses, everyone. To benefit everyone. We have appointed shares, S-H-A-R-E-S, shares and heirs to property left by parents and relatives. To those also to whom your right hand was pledged, give their due portion. For truly Allah is witness to all things. So my beloved brothers and sisters, okay, so there are shareholders and there are heirs, protectors. When it comes to what we are invested in with regards to human life or what we owe our Lord as the debt that we have inherited. Yes, we have inherited this obligation that goes all the way back to the first human beings who accepted the debt which we have an obligation to fulfill because human eyes made that contract with God to hold to the life that God favors most. So because now we're in human life, we have an obligation to fulfill that debt. Each generation is under that obligation to keep life pure and return it to God. We are the relatives of those humans who made that agreement with God, and now it is binding on us. In fact, dear people, we are bound by it. So we have to operate in this life inside the boundary. That's the only way we can fulfill the debt to God, the promise to God, is to operate inside of the boundaries. If we go outside of the boundaries, trust me, there is penalty. Yeah, you'll get a flag thrown on you, get penalized. Therefore, dear people, if we surrender or post up anything less than that agreement, we are in default. We're in default. We did not deliver as promised. And it does not take the entire human family, but if there is a small group headed in the right direction, they become the hope for the entire family because they pledge their right hand or the best of themselves to God. Yeah. It is said in scripture of Sodom and Gomorrah that God said to them, they said, if you find one soul that is right, that is pure, say, I saved the whole town. So actually, what you have is the right to your actions guided by what is right and truthful with God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a witness to what obligates us. Yes, because he set the boundaries. Praise be to Allah. So, okay. So, it is said here in the Quran, الرجال قوامون على النساء بما قد لا الله بعهده على البعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قنتات حفظوت للغيب بما حفيظ حفيظ الله وإليه تخافون نوشوزوهن فإهزوهن واهجروهن في المداجئ وضريبهن فإن أخطأنكم فلا تخبوا أهليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا. Sadaqallahu azim. And surely Allah has spoken the truth. So it says in the translation, men are the protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has given the one more strength than the other. And because they support them from their means, therefore, the righteous women are devoutly obedient and guard in the husband's absence what Allah will have them to guard. As to those women on whose part you fear disloyalty and ill conduct, admonish them first. Next, refuse to share their beds. And last, beat them lightly. But if they return to obedience, seek not against them means of annoyance. For Allah is most high, great above you all. Okay. So I wanted to get to this point. I wanted to get to this point because a translation can be very, very confusing. And it can cause a lot of problems in relationships. And that's why I said to us, my beloved brothers and sisters, we should make efforts. And those who are coming behind us in the religion, we should make efforts for them too, so that we can study this language in Arabic and put forth the best of translations so that we don't cause people problems in their understanding or embracing this Quran. So again, Allah has made the men protectors of women. Now, this word for protector is different from the one we use in the last verse. In the earlier verse, it was wali, a protector, from the word mawaliya, which they chose to translate as heirs, you know, because, you know, the heir is the one that inherits the property, and they also charged with the responsibility of maintaining the property, keeping the property, the inheritor. And in this verse, the word is qawmun, from qawm, meaning a people who is upright in their disposition of life. That's qawm, right? Same word for qiyam, right? Qiyam, when you are ready for the salat, when you are ready to enter this life, then you are called, you are summoned, right? Igama to salat. Okay, you can come to this life now. You can come to the prayer now. You can manage the life now. Boom, meaning the people who is upright in their disposition of life. They are the ones who are qualified to be the protector of women. Yes, but now you have to understand, dear people, that this is not just limited to a situation between a man and a woman. No. You have to be able to honor your word and commitment. Right? There is no way the man can be a victim of stupidity and yet be the protector of women from such hazard. He has to be able to protect himself from being an idiot. Right? Yes. So this goes back now to more than just a relationship between a man and a woman. It's covering a whole host of relationships. Most of them are just within you yourself. What woman want to trust a man with herself and her family, and everybody knows he's an idiot? That doesn't make sense. So let me be very clear. This is not belittling a woman as if she does not have any ability to look out for herself. She gotta be. She has to be able to do that. I've seen women, they have a baby in their hand, and they have about two, three others kind of running around, and she has to manage all of their lives. And she's in charge. She's charged with their safety. So no, this verse is not taking anything away from women. It's the way the translator translates it that make it appear to be such or belittling the woman. This is addressing more of what God has put in the respective natures. But allow me to point out that it said the man who is upright and good with God, he has that protective quality in his nature. And to exercise that is what he owes to God. God has given him that. He has put that in his nature for that reason. God has put that in his nature. It says that he, God, has given some more than or given some other than what he has given others. Remember, Allah has created everything and given it its nature. He has given the woman something of what he has not given the man. So now, she has something to offer him. She can guard his interests when he is not available to do so, meaning he's absent. He's lost his doggone mind. So she has a better concern and a care for what is due him than he does for himself. Praise be to Allah. Yes, he gave one more of something so that it will be shared with the other to aid their production. I'm telling you as much as I possibly can, I'm sharing with you as much as I possibly can, how we should internalize this and not so much externalize it. So both of them, are spending from the wealth or the word that God has put in their respective natures. This goes back to the intellect and the sensitivities. They're like the husband and the wife. They're like the man and the woman. But this message addresses all the aspects of masculine and feminine. Every last one of them is addressed in this verse. If you fear any disloyalty or ill conduct on the part of the female, then you should distrust her. But that is no different than what she should do if she experienced disloyalty from the male. It says that he should refuse to share her bed. Well, so shall she. The bed will become the bedrock of evil and bad, and no one should bear down with evil or wrong. No one should bear down with that. That is to say, no part of myself should agree with another part of myself who's leading the journey, and that part of myself is making bad decisions. The best of me who can see that should not get in bed with the worst of me. That's what that is saying. The bed is where you lose control and get all discombobulated. This would be where you come together and confuse facts with feelings. You have to understand. This goes all the way back to the intellect and the sensitive nature in yourself. Neither one shall follow the other in wrong or bad judgment. I understand the language clearly depicts the relationship between a man and a woman, but this is the language addressing the intellect and the sensitive nature of the individual person. It happens to apply to a man and a woman in the external sense too. I have no doubt, dear people, about that. I make it a point to look closely at the words the translator uses. And I checked in my Arabic dictionary for the Arabic, the Quranic dictionary for the Arabic, to be sure of their meanings and not to give you anything that does not represent the actual facts. I do that. What we have here is the process by which the mind and the sensitivities come together for the best decision. So, the verse says, someone from the male's family or from the intellectual thought process, which is wisdom, because the word used in verse 35 is hakiman, in which they translate as arbitrator, is none other than the one who has the most wisdom to impart. That's what it is, right? Who has the most logic and wisdom and facts about the situation, about the decision that you get ready to make? A member from your own self, a member from your intellectual self, and a member from your self of sensitivity, right, can best represent the facts before you. That would be Hakim, right? See, Hakimat, Hakim, and Hakimat, the female. They can reason from their respective areas. In the body of sensitive people, there is none other than the intellect and the sensitivity trying to reach a point to prevent the self from being divided. It says, if one feels ill conduct or untrustworthiness, she'll refuse the bed of the other. It is hard to stand your ground if you get in bed with someone or something that is not right. And we will conclude with this. But that verse goes on to suggest that if the female does not cooperate, the male should beat her lightly. Well, the other word is izzihuna. Izzihuna. It's not to beat them. It is not, you know, it is to advise or to warn them, not to hit them. Be careful of these translations. Why would God give the man the right to hit a woman if she is not right, but does not give her the right to hit the man and he's wrong? That's injustice. God would be unjust to do that. If any striking or hitting to be done, it is with the truth, so that the entity of self can come together and act with truth for the benefit of the whole. You can strike an example that facilitates embracing the truth. One can beat the other in embracing the truth of what is right. Oh, I beat you out. I embraced the truth before you did. I got there before you did. Okay, so you beat me. That's a better way to use that word. One can beat the other in embracing the truth of what is right, meaning to be the first to do that. Not raise your hand and hit anybody like they're your child or something. Rabbana la tazuki kilubina baida hadikna wahabina mindadunka rahmata in the ka'anta wahab. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from our after our guidance, and grant us from your presence mercy, for surely you are the most liberal of all the granters. And with that, we will say, Igama to Sarat.
Unmuted. This session is no longer being recorded.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salat, hayya al-salat. Hayya al-salat, hayya al-salat. Could come into salat, could come into salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah.
Muhammad Rasulullah.
Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we intend to make turaqah sub salat al-jumafar. Masha Allah. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتين وزيتون وترسيم وهذا بلاد الأمين لقد خلقنا لسان في أسن فقيم دمرناه أفل سافلين إلى الذين آمنوا وعملوا صالحات فلاحوا عزل وحين ومننوا فمن يخذبوك بعد بدين أليس الله بالعقل الحاكمين الله أكبر
الله أكبر
آمي الله لمحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمي الله لمحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
دعاء. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we witness your oneness in the prophethood of Muhammad the last. We seek your mercy. We seek your protection. We seek your guidance. We seek forgiveness for our sin. We seek your help. We thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. And we thank you for the good and the excellence that you have bestowed upon us. It is you alone that we surrender ourselves to in obedience. It is you alone that we trust with our lives. So continue to give to us loved ones, family members, and offspring who will consciously and willingly come to this place of surrender now and far into the future. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank you for our good health and our wellness. So plant firmly our feet on this path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, and let us die not unless we are Muslim. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for surely our value is in our human wealth. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Yes, we'll make the sunnah and we'll come right back.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa tahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum wa jumma mubarak to everyone. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and you just finished listening to receiving the khutbah from Imam Abdul Tawi Aziz of Tampa Bay Area, Muslim Association of the Tampa Bay Area. Praise be to Almighty God. We pray that it was received as it was given. With humbleness and humility from the Khatib. We're now going to share a few of our public service announcements. And if you have any comments you'd like to share, we can reconnect with Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz if you like. Otherwise, if you have comments you want to share on either end, we're not connected with them anymore right now. But we will be going on to the commentary of Imam Warith Deen Muhammad, the ritual or the practice here on American Muslim 360 broadcast, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Press 1 if you have any comments prior to our going to our public service announcements, then we will entertain your thoughts for today. Seeing none, thank you. And for those on the East Coast, this is your prayer time hour. For those on the Central, perhaps your hour is in already and you're doing what is necessary for yourself, Juma. And on the Pacific Coast time, we know that your time perhaps has not come in yet. But we're thankful for all the listeners that do come into American Muslim 360 broadcast.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Martha Naila Abdullah, Executive Director for CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference. With God's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. We are openly acknowledging that God is one, that there are absolutely no partners with God, and that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of the one God. Through his example, we are able to live in this time, 450 years beyond the time of enslavement, here in the United States of America. Proactively and from the mercy of the Almighty, we stand with the human family that Juneteenth is a reminder of what once was and how we can take a stand and be a contributing factor to the human family for the best of humanity, continuing to strive with the excellence that our foreparents stood with and for, many who lost their lives because they chose not to be subdued and treated inhumanely. Juneteenth, again, is as a soul arising by the mercy of the one God. And now, welcome, dear human family, to Juneteenth 2021.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports the healthy immune system. Give the body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Nikhil Upda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of El-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspirations. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. Wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy. Keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we...
Praise be to Almighty God. Thank you, dear listeners. And now the commentary today, selection, will be coming from Imam Karim Hamid. We thank you for your patience and your time here with us, Juma Mubarak. And inshallah, you'll join us later tonight at 7 p.m. for those who can, for community developmental stages with yours truly. And tomorrow morning, all through the day, we'll have Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then 10 a.m., Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty with Imam Delaysi Umar Phillips, along with his recurring guest, Professor Rabbani Muhammad, and his co-host, Michael Hameen. And then following that, inshallah, God willing, we're going to try and make it with the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning immediately following the 10 o'clock hour with Imam Delaysi. So that'll be from 11 to 1. And then in the evening, rounding it off, everyone, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Al-Islam in Focus with none other than Ifrit Hadi. All right, on to the commentary for Imam Warsdeen Muhammad. Once again, Imam Kareem Hamid. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. We shall... I made a selection entitled El Asr, Time Through the Ages. May we all benefit from the hearing. Juma Mubarak.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we witness that he is one. We give all praise to him who sustains the heavens and the earth and cares for all of his creation and especially for his human creation. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his noble and generous messenger. And Allah says of him that we should salute him with prayers and with peace. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says of him that he is a mercy to all the worlds. مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ He has not sent you except to be a mercy to all the worlds. لِلْعَالَمِينَ To all the worlds. Everything that we have in Islam, from the Quran and from Muhammad, who received the Quran for us, directly or indirectly address something or addresses something that is in the scriptures that came before are in the religious traditions of the people that had religious communities before the coming of Muhammad, God's servant and messenger. Prayers and peace be upon him. It says in the Quran, God says, that is, in the Quran, because the Quran is all the word of God, whereas other scriptures are not all the word of God. And we are not saying this. They say that. This is not us criticizing them. This is us just saying what they say of their own scriptures. Not all the words of God to the prophets. Others came behind the prophets, and they wrote. And much that we find in the scriptures of others, other people outside of the Muslims, those scriptures had carried the words and teachings of their holy people, their saintly people, their rabbis, their priests, etc., their monks, whatever. It is not all revelation from God. Even Paul is not accepted, the Apostle Paul. He is one of the main authors of the books, the new books in the New Testament. And it's not agreed in Christian history of the Christian church that all that Paul received was from God. So we only have Quran that claims to be only the word of God. Nothing in there came from Muhammad himself. He was not able to speak those words. He was not learned in scripture. He was not even acquainted with scriptures. It was all strange to him. So none of that was from him. It all was inspired. It came directly from the Most High God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to him. Praise is he. So Muhammad, the prophet, is a mercy to all of the worlds. And where we read in the Quran that this was revealed to him. He was not knowing any of this. He had no access to any of your knowledge. This is made clear in the Quran of Muhammad the Prophet. It says that also that that they wonder, what kind of book is this that leaves out nothing small or big? Leaves out nothing small or big. Now, it doesn't, what it's referring to, this is the key for us Muslims. To understand the Quran, we have to know the context that it is addressing. What context is it addressing? Is it addressing every book that ever appeared in the world when it says it leaves out nothing, small or great, or small or large? No. That's too much and it's nonsense. A lot of foolishness. The Quran doesn't address foolishness and nonsense. The Quran only addressed what people claim to be the word of God, or what people claim that God authorized. The Quran only addresses that and no more. Only what people claim that they have from God, and it addresses what people claim God authorizes. If God authorized you to do these things that you're doing in the name of God, Quran has Muhammad responsible for challenging them and addressing them to make them prove that this that you claim that is not from God is from God. You see? These are the issues. These are the issues. The issues are found in the context of revealed knowledge and in the context of that the world used after revealed knowledge or even before to say that this is from God. This is from God. So Muhammad really comes as a messenger from God to correct what the world has that they claim is from God, to correct it. And that's what Allah's words say in the Quran, that this is a correction on the previous books, the books that came before. This is a correction on the books that came before. And a plain teaching, and a plain teaching, come to make it plain, clear, very plain. Now, in addressing what came before also was a plan for the future, though it had not been fulfilled. The plan for man's future life on this planet to the day of judgment. And that means as long as we are human on this planet, God has already gave us guidance to take care of us for as long as we are humans on this planet. Now, in the early times, Scripture came to prophets addressing both their local conditions, but also pointing them to the conclusion of things. So Scriptures before Prophet Muhammad and teachers with the scriptures, before Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be on him, they were pointing people also to the conclusions of things. And they were pointing to the signs that address the conclusion of things. So when God made man and put him on the earth as a responsible creature to carry out God's will, God at that time inspired him to not only work in the present, but to work for the future. Every human being is created to not live in the present only. God created us with the nature to wonder how the future is going to be. And I have to prepare myself for the future. And if I can, I have to help others prepare themselves for the future. So this is what made prophets. The prophet nature is in every human being. Every human being is born with the prophet nature. We're the children of Adam, descendants of Adam. And Adam was not only the first man, but he's also the first prophet. He warned his children. He planned a life for the future. But the need to prophesy grew stronger and stronger as man lived and experienced life in his environment. Trouble for that life produced more and more seers. Look into the future. Oh, it's striving, straining to look into the future, to know where is this going? How can we prepare better for what we're going to face? It is common knowledge that the prophet nature is in all of us. We can never say Muhammad is our messenger. He's only Allah's messenger. But we always say he's our prophet. He's our prophet. He's flesh of our flesh and bone of our bones. He's human like we are. God said to him, say to them, I am a human mortal just like you are. And Abasharun Mithlukum, the words of God to him in the Quran, I am a human mortal like you are. And the public of the world has advanced so much in human intellect since the time of the early prophets and since the time of the last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be on him. The public have been advanced so much in the intellect, in the brain, knowledge. And we're still talking to them like they are people that were in crowds 6,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, thousands of years ago. We're speaking to them just like they're the same public. We haven't progressed our communication to our publics, to our religious publics.
that respect their graduation in knowledge. And that's why most of the people nowadays, they don't have much patience with the preachers. They don't care to go to the houses of worship. Because the world is so far ahead of them in so many respects. The world is so far ahead of the religious leaders. They're leaders in these churches and mosques and synagogues, etc. So Buddhists, all of them suffer that. The Buddhists, all of them, they suffer that. For some reason that I think can be explained. They think when you say the word of God never changes. I guess they think they mean the way to communicate it never changes either. And that's horrible. It is. For me, that's horrible. We have to respect our public, the intelligence in our public. And if the public now can have more understanding, they are prepared to ask for more understanding, we should give them that understanding. And they don't have to ask for it with their mouths. They give us time. They ask for it with their attitude towards you. They ask for it with their treatment of you. They ask for it with their absence from you.
Yes, we shall pause now for some public service announcement, and then after it, return back to the commentary of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, inshallah. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Nyla Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Warasuddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Warasuddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Warasuddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
And we are back. We turn back to the commentary of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. This address is entitled El Asr, or Time Through the Ages.
We praise God, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In the Quran, we read the chapter, small chapter, Al-Asr. We ask Allah's protection from the rejected Satan, the enemy of all human beings. It begins, you know, with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as every other chapter except one, the ninth chapter of the Quran. It begins with the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then comes the words, Wal-Asr. were lost, see, were lost by the time, translated also by the token of time. And it also means the hour. But scripture before said, a day with man is as a thousand, one day with the Lord is as a thousand years of mankind, of our life. So our thousand years is nothing but like one day with God. So this us is not an hour on the clock that you got up by Monday morning or whatever, whatever day it was. It's not that clock. Well, us. This is the hour. But this is a big measurement. A big measurement in the time of man. Big measurement. And it is a time of difficulty. We know from the word of, the Quran is powerful and rich and potent in its power or in its capacity to communicate volumes with few words. Volumes with a few words. Well, us, I used to hear as a young man, interested and curious in the scripture, I used to hear that some imams overseas, that they took this Al-Fatiha, one word or one line of Al-Fatiha, and they did volumes. I would have said, I did say to myself, I didn't say it to anybody, I didn't want to hurt anybody, but I said to myself, yeah, they don't have anything to do but waste time. That was when I was young, you know. But now that I'm older and I have myself enriched my own self by my studies, and I have entertained myself in such a heavenly way, I put myself in like a heavenly environment, just with my curiosity, searching God's words, put me in a heavenly environment. So I have enjoyed it so much that I look back on my young mind and the young expressions I made, and I feel shame. I feel sorry. I want to apologize to those learned men that make the volume, Allahu Akbar, that make volume discussing just one little short ayah or one expression. And I feel right now, I know I wouldn't be bored. I could take a wal'as and I could write volumes. Because this very word is so big and broad that it includes in its concept, it includes so much of man's time on earth, man's time in history, man's life in struggle. I could do volumes. Where do we get the difficulty here? This says wal'as, slightly different from us, but nevertheless a hit or play on us. Wal'as, by the token of time, by the token of time. And we know God says, I do not want for you difficulty. That's us. That's us. Difficulty. I do not want for you difficulty, but I want that you be purified. Our flesh belongs to the animal kingdom. This flesh and blood body of ours, it belongs to the animal kingdom. And there was a time for many nations when their flesh was no more than that of animals. They lived like animals. They worshipped animals. They made deities in animal form, gods. And they put upon their head animal horns because they
were imitating animals, and they were one of the animals, and they were saying that I'm an animal with this animal's trait, or I'm an animal with this animal's appetite, or with this animal's bravery, or with this animal's cunningness, etc. They would wear things to identify them with animals that they loved and admired and worshipped even. Some they worship as God. Ancient Egypt, with this high and great civilization that they developed, they chose many animals as deities. As deities. Cat, dog, and others. Lion, many. As deities, as gods. So in our flesh body, we belong to the animal kingdom. And when the human spirit is out of the animal body, the body is nothing but the flesh of an animal. It's nothing but an animal. You become nothing but an animal. When God says he's going to make man, the angel said, what will you make other than that will cause bloodshed? And God said, I know what you know now. And God says, when I have given him of my own spirit, then you make sesta to him. When I have given him of my own spirit, God didn't say, well, this man is worthy of your respect. Why aren't you respecting him? Without God's spirit in you, you're not worthy of this respect of angels. Why should angels respect you with nothing but your human nature and makeup and animal body? Why? They shouldn't. You're not better than the rest of the animals. There are some animals better than man when you take the spirit of God out of man. And he says he's given something of his ruach to everything. Everything. God's ruach of his spirit. He says, when I have breathed into him of my spirit, he's talking about the higher. God is talking about that higher plane of inspiration. There are many planes or levels of inspiration that come to man. God made the beautiful creation itself to inspire man. The creation by itself alone can inspire man and aid man and assist man on the road to his own development, to a higher life, to a higher and better and more productive life. The creation itself inspires that in its beauty, wonderment, wisdom. It's full of messages for the human intellect. Yes. But God was telling the angels, this man I created, I didn't create him to be left alone. I didn't create him to be left alone with the creation. I created him to be influenced by the creation, to come to me, to find me, the artist that did this great wonder, that gave this great wonder to him. I created it to inspire him to come to me. And if he comes to me, I'm going to give him of my own spirit. And when I give him of my own spirit, you make sense that to him. Because I didn't give you to my world for you to serve yourselves. Your existence is to serve my man. Praise be to Allah. Muhammad the prophet said, God, in that battle, he didn't leave you alone. He sent angels among you to help you get the victory. So the angel made to work with man, but the man that God chose to lead the humanity, all human flesh. Praise be to Allah. And Muhammad is a mercy to all the worlds. Well, us, concerning the time down through the ages, difficulty. Difficulty for what part of man? For his spirit. For his spirit. All this is implied in the word wallah.
difficulty for his spirit. His spirit wants to come to rest. Rest from that that is in conflict with his better nature. Because his spirit is the life of his better nature. It is the life. Life is movement, not standing still. Life is movement, not standing still. So our life is in our spirit more than it is in our body that can't go very far without the airplane or the car or something. But the spirit will even go beyond the conscious mind, go even beyond my rational senses, my spirit, and tell my rational senses, I'm out here and I need you to join me. I want to understand where I'm at. So this is the man that God made. The man that I'm so happy to be. Oh, I know my life. I found myself. And it's wonderful. And that's where all of us are created to go. We are to go where God created us to go. And it's not to be hung up in this life like a cow or dog or cat or snake. No. Those are creations below your creation. Much below your creation. Praise be to Allah. Concerning the hour, surely mankind lost. Lost. Inna al-insana lafi khus. Surely the mankind is entrapped. Lost and entrapped. Fi khus tells me he's not only lost, but he's entrapped. He's lost and don't know the way out. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The third progression for this chapter of surah. First progression, it begins with walas. Second progression begins with إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Third progression, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who have faith or who believe. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who have faith and who believe. Now, dear people, we begin our journey back to our God. And what is our journey back to our God? Is it God that we need to work with? No, it's God that we need to support our work. We need to work with our fellow man. God does not need to be a laborer with us. He made us to be laborers with one another. And among one another. Okay, so my journey back to God is really to get authorization for what I have to do from my God, because he gave me a soul that's very sensitive when it comes to obedience to my Lord. It obeyed my Lord before it was given to me. He wouldn't even give me a soul until he created it in obedience. Then he gave it to me and I was born of Clara Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad. And that soul is there in me and with me to influence me to go where God wants me to go. So first we're established in our souls. And we stand up erect, balanced, spiritually balanced. This is no material balance. This is a spiritual balance. Man's balance is spiritual, not physical. And it requires the subconscious more than it requires the conscious. Because the mind has too much to do to be thinking on standing up. So God created us to have a spiritual balance in the subconscious. So we don't have to be worried while we're working about standing up. So the world walking around in the animal body may be standing up as an animal,
but may be down as a human being. And we have to let them know that God has sent guidance to stand them up again in their soul. So when we stand up and say, Allahu Akbar, we're standing up in our souls, righteous, obedient, clean, hands clean. Maybe they were dirty just a second ago. But when I put my attention on my Lord, I confess all my faults. And I tell him, I want my hands open to you, my Lord. I hide nothing from you. I'm innocent in your presence. Please accept me and forgive me all my sins. And make me perfect and clean before you in your presence. Huh? And you've forgotten all the wrong. You're not thinking about the dope you sold last week to pay the bill, to pay the note. You ain't thinking about that when you stand up in the prayer lines with us. That's out of your mind. If it's in your mind, you're repenting for it. And hoping your repentance is accepted. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Okay, now, from the soul, we have to move out. Because the soul wants us to get something, and it ain't all here where I'm standing. The soul is far-reaching. Far-reaching. So the soul is making me now want to move out. If I move out, the world is not under angels only. The world that I came down in, I came down into it with Satan. When Satan was just a naughty boy. And now all this time he's had on earth since then, he's grown up. And he was too much of a match for me even then. When we were together in the heaven. Or I should say in the heavenly regions. And his disobedience caused us all to be cast down together, not separately, together, kubah, all together, in one bunch. We were cast down. Huh? And now he has had all this time to do his thing, and God said to the archangel Jibril, peace be upon him, he said, let me show you my creation. And he showed it to him. And Jibril said, my Lord, how can anyone go astray in such a marvelous, wonderful, beautiful creation? And in an instant, God showed it to him eons later in time, and it was all decorated by Satan. And when Jibril saw it, he said, my Lord, how can anyone go astray in such a creation? Well, that's the creation that we're in. We're in that creation that when Jibril looks at it, he says, how can anybody be without sin in this creation? Say, Satan filled it with allurements, enticements, temptations everywhere.
Alhamdulillah, we pause now for an important public service announcement. We've only got about a few moments left to broadcast, but inshallah, I may utilize a small grace period that we are usually granted. Alhamdulillah, you're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. And this is the broadcast of the Share Your Jummah. And we are playing the commentary of Imam Wahid-Din Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayhi. I ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahid-Din Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Muwahhidin Muhammad here on American Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum. And we are back. We shall return back to the commentary of Imam Muwahhidin Muhammad. This address is entitled El Asr, but by the token of time, may we all benefit from the hearing.
So to advance with the soul that God gave us, and with the direction that God put in that soul, once it becomes conscious in man's world, it is influenced to have many interests, many appetites, many objectives or aims or hopes. But there's one that you had before your eyes fell on the world, before your ears heard the world. You had one direction. And that direction was obedience to your God. To take your life and your interest in obedience to your God, where God motivates human life to go. This is the original soul, the original consciousness of the human being. So now you're in the world and you're conscious and you're in this very difficult world to keep obedience. It's very hard to keep your taqwa in this world, influenced, decorated by Satan. So the time is very difficult. The hour is very trying. We're lost. But it's not so difficult for those who have faith. It said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That means you exclude it. It's not going to be that hard on you. So faith even takes the burden of Satan off my back. Faith will take the burden of Satan off my back. I think it was Otis Redding who said these words. He said, I wake up in the morning, wake up early, he said, and the light hurts my eyes. Then I look at you. And the world is all right with me. He said, then I look at you. He says, and what is that? A wonderful day or a beautiful day? A lovely day. Yes, a lovely day. A lovely day. Now, I don't know what he was addressing. But I know I haven't found a woman to do that for me. Only the word of God. Only the word of God. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh, Daddy, I got your genes, and I think I've become a preacher. Ladina Amanu, except those who have faith. So God is saying that faith is your best weapon against the temptations. Yes. Faith is your best weapon even against the greatest tempter, the Shaitan himself. Faith is your key to victory on the long haul with the heavy baggage. To reach your Lord. Praise be to Allah. What is that heavy baggage? My responsibility to develop my life and the life of my environment. My responsibility to shoulder the responsibility for the whole world and the fate of mankind to the end of time. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Phase number three. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Phase number four. And their works are righteous. Their deeds are righteous. Amal means work. Except for those who have righteous works.
We know this is scripture. Most of you come from Christian environment, if not from Christian teachings. And those who come from Christian teachings, you know that this is in the Bible. Same thing. God won't accept faith alone. You must bring him also good works. This is the Bible. That's why Allah said in the Quran that this is a correction on the books that came previously. And an extended message. But first, coming out of the old and extending it so we can go further in the world with the new. Righteous works. The Satan, after God created us for a strong and healthy life, he influences our life to be diseased and weak. So we need righteous works to advance the works that God wants on this world, in this world. Satan is here with his plan to defeat the works of man, to prove man unworthy of being given this honor and this responsibility by the Creator, from the Creator. He's out to prove man wrong. Eventually, he wants to make the world, this is what you ought to listen to very carefully and hold it, don't forget it. He wants the world, too, to be made for God. But he has his own idea of how to make it happen. He has his own idea how to make it happen. And it irks him that man takes this responsibility on himself and keeps Satan out of it. And he's saying, why are they keeping me out of something I was in before they were in it? Now, I used to lead the angels. What are these little boys doing? What do they think? I'll fix them. I'm going to crucify the whole race of mankind. When he told God, he said, well, I'm going to go out before them and behind them. I'm going to go on their left and on their right. He was saying to God, I'm going to crucify the whole of mankind. And what is crucifying? Blocking, stopping, checking, making static and still what should be moving for God. So that's why in the Quran say no. They neither killed him, neither did they make him static and still. And they did not give him rigor mortis. So the fourth phase is what I'm going to call it, righteous deeds. Righteous deeds will take all of us down off the cross. Taqwa by itself can't take us off the cross. The cross is static life. Can't move. You can have taqwa and maybe you won't move. In the name of your taqwa, you will say, I'm justified to stay stand still. Because it's too dangerous for me out there in Satan's field of activity. But when the spirit come into you to do something about your environment, to work, and to have work, righteous work established for your name, Satan has a contender. He's going to have to give up some of the territory. That's why God obligates us to not just have taqwa, but also jihad. After Muhammad, the prophet, had been granted victory, and the environment was in their hands, we haven't got that. We haven't gotten there yet. We're trying to get a little of this environment in our hands. We're making progress here in Atlanta more than we are anywhere else right now.
But we haven't gotten there yet. There's not a whole town that we can show people ourselves that we have, and we are the administrators for that town, and we are taking care of the affairs of the people in that town. All their services, Muslim service, Muslim given by Muslims, etc. We haven't achieved that. We haven't achieved what Muhammad achieved by the help with the grace of God and his mercy in Medina. And when he achieved it, did he say, okay, we have reached the promised land. Rejoice. Celebrate. Allah says, as soon as you have completed one task, immediately take up another. So Muhammad, when peace was established for the whole land that he was then over as their leader, as their chief, or as their boss, their governor, he said, from henceforth, is taqwa and jihad. Taqwa and jihad, he said. Consciousness and struggle. Consciousness and struggle. Do you know that's what makes all people great? Devotion to what they respect. To what they respect as having the power to support their good life. That's their taqwa for that cause. And then they have a commitment to put their energy, their bodies, and their money into the effort. And they become a great people. A great people. I'm not going to name Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater. I'm not going to name any of them that comes to my mind now. Because we don't want your mind on the struggle of other people. We want you just to be aware that God created all people with this nature. Yes. Wa amilu salihati, and righteous works. And righteous works. Work and righteous works. Do you know the heaven that God promised to us is a promise he has prepared for workers? For workers. We go into the paradise if we make it, or to the heaven if we make it, that was prepared for workers. Oh, soul, pleased and pleasing. Please with your own self and pleasing your God. Oh, soul, pleased and pleasing. Return you to your Lord. Then he says, enter you, go in. Isn't that what scripture says? The scripture that came before, didn't it say that good worker, faithful servant, when the time comes at the end, it's going to be said to you, faithful servant, enter in to my paradise. This was the promise in the scripture that came before. It's in the Bible. And here's the Quran certifying it again. Certifying the worker. The faithful worker, yes, paradise has been made for you. Says, enter you first, enter you among my workers. What the coolie, enter you, fi ibadi, among my workers. Servants, slaves, means workers. See, ab means more than one thing. It never meant slave. It never meant slave. The term was abused by taskmasters, by hard, cruel taskmasters. It never meant slave. It meant servant all the time. Then Allah came and cleared it of the abuse and raised that title up to be the highest title for human beings. The highest title for a human being is for God, the Creator, to call you his op, his servant, the highest title. No title higher than that. According to the teachings of the most learned in this religion and the most upright in this religion, but also according to the hints in Quran and the plain talk as well,
of the Quran and also Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. Any of you among my workers, then you can have paradise. He says, therefore, enter you my paradise, Jannati. Said the Huli, Jannati. Work. So God has given us the steps for salvation. When Jonah finally got free of his difficulties and was on land safe, according to the Bible, he said, I have a three-day journey. I have a three-day journey. God has established me again in my soul. But now I have to find a way to move out. And when I find a way to move out, then I have to perceive my future destiny on this earth among these ungodly people. I'm not only to be established in my soul, but I'm to be put on the right road. And the right road is this next step for me. And then after the right road, I'm to visualize what I am to have as my community life at the end of that struggle. At the end of that struggle.
We pause once again for an important public service announcement. I ask you don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. You're listening to the broadcast of Sharia Juma and the commentary of Imam Muwaddith Uddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi. We pause now for some important public service announcements. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. God willing, inshallah.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
And we are back. Now we shall present part four of this wonderful address entitled El Asra, delivered by our beloved Imam Muwaddith Uddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi. May we all benefit from the hearing.
And don't think this has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with us. The minimum number we need for this Jummah is three. Why? Because Jonah's struggle is our struggle. Jonah's struggle in his soul is our struggle in our soul. And once Jonah is free from the struggle in his with his soul, then he has to establish his life on this planet. Because God created him to have life on this planet. And to have a model life on this planet. A life that will speak to others and tell them what they should make of their lives. Saying God has guided this man to this model and have it as a witness and as an attraction to attract others to the right life or the right establishments for man on this earth. So that was his destiny. And when we stand up to pray, don't forget your connections. The Kaaba is a sign of connections. That's exactly what it is. Its greatest meaning and message is a sign of connections, that it connects that was separated, reconciles that should be together and not against one another or against the other part that belonged to it, to bring all parts that belong together, that have been separated and divided by the schemes of Satan.
to bring them all together again, to bring man in unity with mankind, not just with his nation or with his race or with his secret order, people of his persuasion. No, people of the human soul, to bring all that belong to the soul of Adam together so that they again become one life, harmoniously living for righteousness and for abundance of good. Abundance of good that God created us for. After work, what pressure are you going to feel? The pressure of correctness. A worker will be under the pressure to be correct, to not to make mistakes, to not to have flaws in his work. But the words are bilhaq, and they cooperate, or they mutually support the advancement of truth. Al-Haq, the advancement of truth. But this truth is not common truth. This is the broadest picture of truth. This is the broadest context for truth. Al-Haq. Sidq is truth. Sidq is truth. As-Sidq is the truth. If you spoke the truth, we say Sadaqa. You spoke the truth. Sadaqa. From sit, meaning the truth. So the truth for the tongue is sadaqa. Sit. Sadaqa or sitqa at the end. The truth for the whole life is haqqa. You may have a truthful tongue, but you may not be aware of reality. Reality was real, genuine in the nature and in the picture and in the function that God created for you, for it and you. That's haqqa. That's haqqa. Jal haqqa. Wazahik al-batil. The truth has come, and falsehood perishes. So man just speaking his truth is not enough to kill falsehood. But if he ever universalizes his truth to respect all truth that God created, now he's ready to slay al-batil. Jal-haq. The truth has come and falsehood perishes. And it is of the nature to perish before truth. But not before your truth, before the truth, the all-inclusive truth, the universal truth. When it is put in that nature, what happens to it is the same thing that happens to the vampire when the sun light shines on it. He disappears. He disappears. He become non-existent. So these are steps that we must take or be aware of in order to guarantee, assure success in that difficult time for the soul and the human spirit or loss. And that difficult time will go on and on for as long as man is making history. That's why it's called, why one translator, down through the ages, the token of time through the ages. Why? Because Satan is not going anywhere. So when you stand up in your soul, he says, well, they ain't going nowhere because I got the environment. So you have to have the faith to meet the challenge and know that God obligates you to not excuse yourself because Satan has the world. That's the spirit of the black man. Or you know you can't do anything. Invite them to cooperate with you in a great work that involves even a contest with the establishment, with the big, rich white folks. And a coward black man. He know we can't go nowhere. He know white man ain't gonna let us do that. We're not asking the white man to let us do anything. We're doing what our God told us to do. And we don't even have patience with you talking about what the white man gonna say. Allahu Akbar. And if you clean up your act, the white man won't be in your way that much. In fact, you can clean up your act to the extent that he won't only get out of your way, but he'll send some of his associates to you to let you know that he appreciates what you're doing. Now, I'm not talking about holy, saintly white people only. I'm talking about those also that don't even pray. Because God gave Solomon the jinns in his army to help him work. Jinns came to join him to help him work. And Allah says in the Quran, and well, the Quran is so powerful with his communication, it's so beautiful. It says a party among the jinns heard him and said, this is a wonderful recital. They almost got the Holy Ghost. They said, this is a wonderful recital. Neither men nor jinn should disrespect it. Now when truth comes, it has the power to kill falsehood. That's given to us in the Quran, God's word. It has the power to kill falsehood. And where does it kill it? In the head. In the head. And this is referring to what was said before. That's what the Bible says too. It says strike him in his head. It has the power to kill him and to kill him in the head. That means it has the power to kill the logic that supports the lie. The logic that holds up the falsehood. It will kill the logic that's killing it in the head. Allahu Akbar. But after that now, don't think the war is going to be 2 minutes, 7 days, 10 days. No, the war may have to go on until God concludes the matter. We ain't the one to say when to stop. Only God can say when to stop. God will tell Satan when to stop, and God will tell us when to stop. We are to work and not have even on our mind a get-off time. There are no time to get off the job. It's not even in this reality. Just work. When you work with that kind of awareness, time doesn't bother you. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they encourage one another to be patient. They mutually support patience and perseverance. Praise be to Allah. We have the answer. We have the sure formula for success here and hereafter. And let's accept it and act on it like men, like determined men in war, at war, in war. Not thinking about going back home, but thinking about the victory. So we ask God to forgive us our errors, have mercy on us, and guide us always. Amen. Thank you.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. Praise be to God, the Lord, cherisher and sustainer, the keeper of the worlds. We witness that He is one. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده alone. لا شريك له. That there is nothing to be compared to Him or with Him. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, we witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger, and a mercy to all the worlds. The prayers and the peace be upon Him. In the conclusion of this address on the best day in the life of man, Juma, Friday. Well, at least the world chose the right day to make payday, didn't it? Well, God has guided me to much understanding. And I know now that even though Satan has decorated this world, God's angels are still here. God's angels are still here. And this world does not only have the imprint of Satan, but it has the imprint also of God's angels on it. Yes. Praise be to Allah. And we thank Him for His messengers, all of them, angels and humans. Yes, in concluding this khutbah, we want to see where all of this life and effort should be in community, in the ummah of Muhammad. So wherever we are, we should be trying to establish ourselves in the ummah of Muhammad, or in the ummah of Al-Islam. That should be our main focus. We have to establish ourselves in the ummah of Muhammad, or in the ummah of Al-Islam. That means we cannot go around and be pleased with our life and accomplishments, and we have no community model that the people can look at and say, this is after the model in Medina. These people do not have pork on this block. These people do not sell liquors on this block. These people do not commit crimes on this block. What I'm saying, if we only can get one block, let's make that one block a model of the ummah. They don't have crime on this block. The police are not even needed around here. That's what we want. And though they are small in numbers, they're industrious. This small block has stores on it, run by them. Products made by them are imported from other good Muslims who need support for their life. And we are buying products to help the life of other Muslims in other areas of the world who are making a good effort. They are good people. We want to help support their life too. This ummah is one ummah. And I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. That's what God says in the Quran. أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُونَ. This is your community. This is your community. It's one united community. And I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. Doesn't that language sound familiar? It's about 12 centuries or more, 1,200 years or more older than the language of the founding fathers. But they said one nation, united, indivisible, under God, the Creator. Thank you very much. We conclude this khutbah and ask God to forgive us our ignorance, our shortcomings, our sins as well. Guide us and give us mercy always, our Lord. Amen.
Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah. This concludes the Shayyur Juma and the commentary of Imam Waridin Muhammad Rahim Allah Alayhi. I trust that we all have had a Juma Mubarak, a blessed Juma, and I invite you to tune back into American Muslim 360 for the broadcast of Community Developmental Stages, hosted by our beloved Martha Naila Abdullah. It airs at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. And I invite you, if you would, to tune in tomorrow morning for the broadcast of The Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Created Purpose, hosted by yours truly, myself, Kareem Hamid. We have established a study session of the addresses and lectures of Imam Waridin Muhammad every Sunday morning, pardon me, every Saturday morning here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, American Muslim 360, an intelligentsia component of the community-wide Surah Conference. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. We came to you on this day of Juma with the greetings of peace, and we leave you on this day of Juma with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we purify our intentions, keep our hearts right, keep up our prayers, remain forever thankful and forever grateful. Allah asks a question of us, of humanity. In the Quran, Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ أَلَّا إِرَبِكُمَا تُكَذِبَانِ فَبِأَيِّ أَلَّا إِرَبِكُمَا تُكَذِبَانِ Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? We've got to be thankful. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatim. We've got to be thankful.
Early in the morning, saying a prayer. Seven espresso proof coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy who lives down the street who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and I think my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head.
He said, you gotta be all right.
Gotta be all right.
You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference. In any way you can, you gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Cubs, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their families. But they gotta be alright. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference. Any way they can, they've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night and friends that last forever and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
Assalamu alaikum. Jemima Barak. Praise be to Allah.